Prime Minister-elect Tony Abbott has been derided as the mad monk, and he is one of the most overtly devout political leaders to campaign in recent years, along with, interestingly, his opponent at this election, Kevin Rudd. So how will Mr. Abbott's Catholicism influence his term as Prime Minister? Roy Williams is a lawyer-turned-author, and his second book on religion, In God They Trust, examines the faith of Australia's Prime Ministers. He's just updated his book with a chapter on Tony Abbott, and he joined me earlier in the World Today studio. Roy Williams, will Tony Abbott be our most devout Prime Minister?
He'll certainly be up there, Eleanor. It remains to be seen, because his actions will determine that, not merely his beliefs. Faith without deeds is dead. But he certainly comes into the job as one of the more obviously devout people to have held the office.
You write that Tony Abbott can now go one of two ways, that of the partisan politician determined to retain office, or the Christian statesman. Which do you think is most likely?
Either possibility seems reasonably open, and that tells us something about Tony Abbott, I think. It did seem to me during the campaign, Eleanor, that he was being very keen to downplay his religiosity, and that's been evident now for a couple of years, I think, in his role as opposition leader. I think he was shying away from this image, labels like the mad monk and Captain Catholic, which I think have been unfairly applied to him. He's simply not as radical as his critics on the secular left make out. In fact, I've read scathing critiques of him from the very conservative Catholic right, if you like, arguing that he's far too liberal. So the truth, as usual, is somewhere in between.
Now, he may be a devout Catholic, but he is also a very skilled political animal. You say that those two often don't mix. Do you suspect that there is a battle going on between the two Tony Abbotts?
I do, and he's more or less admitted it himself. He's written very eloquently that on the one hand, a politician in the murky and vicious world of Australian politics has to juggle all kinds of considerations, electoral machinations within his own party. On the other hand, a Christian who comes into politics, if he's at all sincere, can't just leave his values at the door.
So tell us a bit about those two Tonys. What sort of battle do you suspect is going on?
Well, take the issue of economic policy. My reading of his career, he began in the DLP, of course, not in the Liberal Party. His sympathies until then were very much with the Labor Party. In fact, in correspondence with B.A. Santa Maria in the mid to late 1980s, he described the Liberal Party's ethos as economic Ramboism and reptilian. His sympathies economically are clearly not with the hard heads of the Liberal Party. He's more a social activist than a penny-pinching number cruncher.
Tony Abbott says he has never made a political decision on religious grounds and never will. Do you accept that?
No, I don't accept it, and I don't want to accept it. Maybe it's wishful thinking on my part. But if Tony Abbott is true to his Catholicism, I think he will be a much better Prime Minister than if he simply becomes a technocratic servant of business. I think he's still making up his mind how he's going to play this. I mean, another good example is the perennial issue of practical politics, war. In relation to Iraq, he was in a difficult position because the Vatican denounced it from first to last. John Howard told me that there was no opposition from within the Liberal cabinet to the Iraq invasion on Christian grounds. So obviously Abbott didn't feel duty-bound in any way to follow the Vatican's edicts. There may be similar issues about to arise in relation to Syria. He's already made some much more cagey statements than Howard ever did on that question. So perhaps he's learnt something from Iraq.
You say that his Catholicism should make him a better Prime Minister.
In my opinion.
How?
Because one of the central themes of Catholicism, certainly from the papal encyclicals going back to the late 19th century, is the social justice tradition. All of our Catholic prime ministers, from Scullin, Joe Lyons in the 30s, through to Paul Keating, were absolutely steeped in that social justice tradition. Now, Tony Abbott's expressed some doubts about it, I suspect playing to his non-Catholic audience, but I just cannot believe that his upbringing, his Jesuit education, his 4 years in the seminary isn't still there in his breast somewhere.
His detractors warn about a dangerous Tony Abbott, driven by religious conservatism, and that women particularly should be afraid. Do you think that we could see a more aggressive Tony Abbott, or as Labor put it during the election campaign, the hidden Tony Abbott will emerge?
I doubt it very much. Take abortion. I'm sure Tony Abbott opposes it on moral grounds, but he has said over and over again that he does not believe in recriminalisation of of abortion. As health minister, he never did anything remotely in that direction.
Well, there was RU486.
Yes, but that was a very different issue.
Well, it's specifically about abortion.
Well, yes, it was about abortion, but it wasn't about recriminalising abortion. It was simply about the availability or otherwise of one new method of even speedier abortion. And Abbott did oppose that, certainly correctly in accordance with Catholic principle.
So that's one decision where he says he's never made a political decision on religious grounds. That's one decision where you would say he did?
Yes, yes. And I don't understand why he wouldn't just admit that.
You don't think that's a sign that he could become more extreme once he actually has the prime ministership?
I doubt it. I mean, those sorts of things might crop up, but the bread and butter issues, foreign affairs and the economy, and to some extent human rights. So asylum seekers is clearly an issue. Potentially, Catholicism could be an influence, but of course it would force Abbott way to the left, and he's simply not going to do that.
We saw Kevin Rudd change his mind on gay marriage just before the campaign began and upset many in the mainstream church.
He did.
Do you think we're likely to see anything like that from Tony Abbott?
Well, it will be very interesting. The question, of course, is whether he allows a conscience vote within the Liberal Party. I don't think Tony himself is ever likely to vote in favour of gay marriage, but the churches will be fighting hard to make him hold the line on that issue. But there are signs that Tony Abbott's own position is softening.
Roy Williams, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Eleanor.
That's Roy Williams, lawyer turned author, whose book In God They Trust examines the faith of Australia's prime ministers. And you can listen to the much longer full interview with him on our website.